Bible reading number 99, Joshua 6, verses 6 through 19, marching around Jericho. So Joshua, the son of Nun, summoned the priests. He said to them, "Pick up the holy chest of the covenant. Let seven priests carry the seven trumpets and march in front of the holy chest." Then Joshua commanded the people, "Now go, march around the city. The soldiers with weapons should pass on ahead of the holy chest of Yahweh." After Joshua spoke to the people, the seven priests began marching ahead of Yahweh's holy chest. They moved on with the seven trumpets and blew them as they marched. The priests carrying the chest of the covenant of Yahweh followed them. The soldiers with weapons marched in front of the priests, and some armed men walked behind the holy chest too. The priests were blowing their trumpets continually. Now Joshua had commanded the people not to give a war cry. He said, "Do not shout. Do not say a word until the moment I tell you. Then shout." So the holy chest of Yahweh went around the city one time. Then they went back to the camp and spent the night there. Early the next morning, Joshua got up, and the priests carried the holy chest of Yahweh again, and the seven priests carried the seven trumpets made of ram's horns. They marched in front of the holy chest of Yahweh, blowing their trumpets as they went, continually. The soldiers with weapons marched in front of them. The other soldiers walked behind the holy chest of Yahweh. All this time, the priests were blowing the trumpets. So, on the second day, they marched around the city once. Then they went back to the camp. They did this every day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they arose at dawn. They marched around the city of Jericho 7 times. They marched just as they had done on the 6 days before. However, on that day, they marched around the city 7 times. However, on the 7th time around, the priests blew their trumpets long. Then Joshua gave the command, "Now, shout! Yahweh has given this city to you. The city and everything in it are to be dedicated as an offering to Yahweh. Only Rahab the prostitute and everyone within her house should remain alive. They must not be killed. That is because Rahab hid the two messengers whom we sent out. Most definitely, you must not take any of the things that are to be dedicated as an offering to God. If you take such things, then you yourselves will be wiped out. That would also cause much trouble for the entire camp of Israel and put us under a curse. All the silver and the gold and the things made from bronze and iron belong to Yahweh. They are to be set aside for Yahweh. They will go into his special treasury."